USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
At least 50 illegal immigrants are now confirmed dead after being discovered in the back of an abandoned tractor trailer in San Antonio, Texas. Former acting DHS Secretary Chad Wolf joins Fox News and says what he calls open border policies are to blame.
You're going to continue to see tragedies like this where migrants are putting their hands, putting their lives in the hands of smugglers and traffickers and others that don't care about their lives because they need to get to the U.S. and they know that if they get there, they're not going to be removed.
The total number of people who died in yesterday's Amtrak crash in Missouri is now 4. The incident occurred when a train derailed after hitting a dump truck at a public crossing in Mendon, which is about 100 miles northeast of Kansas City. Around 275 passengers were aboard the train. USA Radio News.
Mike Cappell here, serial entrepreneur with words from another happy payroll customer.
Patriot Software has saved our business by allowing me to focus on other aspects of the business rather than spending so much time on multiple platforms to do the things entailed on running the business. I found Patriot by complete accident, and I don't regret it. It is continuing to save our company, and I'm extremely excited to see what else it entails.
Easy to learn, easy to use, small business software tailored just for you. Oh, 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 oh,
oh, oh. Visit us at patriotsoftware.com. Use promo code RADIO and get 2 months of payroll free. That's patriotsoftware.com.
With patriotsoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Health and Human Services Secretary Javier Becerra is holding an event Tuesday morning to discuss the Biden administration's plan to help women retain access to abortion. Secretary Becerra addresses calls by congressional Democrats to build abortion facilities on federal land.
We are aware of a number of ideas and proposals, many of which we have been considering internally ourselves. We have made no decisions yet. We certainly would have conversation with the president to make sure we implement his directives to us in trying to protect women's reproductive health care services.
The elementary school in Texas where 19 students and two teachers were murdered is being torn down. Uvalde is asking for the public's help to build a new one. A charitable foundation has been set up to collect donations. The Democratic-led January 6th House Committee investigating the Capitol attack is holding another hearing today. USA Radio News.
The buy one, get one free special going on now at MyPillow. MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, the Roll and Go, Go Anywhere MyPillows, and a six-piece towel sets on special. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find out all the great deals you can get right now at MyPillow. MyPillow.com/USA.
The former Senate Sergeant-at-Arms who oversaw security during last year's Capitol attack has died. Michael Stenger had worked in the Secret Service for 35 years before joining the Senate Sergeant-at-Arms team in 2011, and then he was appointed to the post in 2018. Stenger stepped down from his position after Kentucky Republican Senator Mitch McConnell called for his resignation. He was 71 years old. A new museum that honors America's heroes is opening.
The Navy SEALs Museum opens on Long Island today in West Sayville. Gold Star mother Maureen Murphy on Fox News talks about the museum and her son, Lieutenant Michael P. Murphy.
I think this museum is great because it not only honors Mike, but it honors everybody on that wall there that, you know, there's service and sacrifice, and that's what I like about this. And also people from World War II, Korea, Vietnam, Desert Storm, and the War on Terror.
From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Thousands are expected in Oxford, Mississippi Wednesday night as the Ole Miss Rebels will be honored with a parade and a rally after winning the NCAA Baseball National Championship. Follow us on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.